Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of God's plan of redemption. And specifically today, we're going to talk about the chronology of the last week of Jesus Christ. Tradition says that Jesus died on Friday and rose on Sunday. You're going to find out that that is not true. That has been taught for the ages and ages. But the fact is, Jesus died on Wednesday and was raised on Sunday. You're going to see this. John chapter 1, verse 29. The Lamb of God is the one who came to take away the sin of the world. Jesus was the Lamb of God. And as he was put upon the cross, he was a curse for us. And he was the Son of Man, lifted up as a serpent. A serpent is a type of sin. Jesus was made sin for us. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 40, there was one sign that was given to them. It says, "For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." Jonah, remember that the prophet? He rebelled against God. 3 days and three nights he was in the whale's belly. And this is pointing towards Jesus, the Son of Man, being 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The heart of the earth is the area of hell. In fact, in Jonah 2:1, prophetic of where Jesus was going to be, he cried, "Out of the belly of hell cried I." This is where Jesus was for 3 days and three nights. Well, 3 days and three nights don't fit in between Friday and Sunday. Tradition has been wrong. The fact is, Jesus died on Wednesday and was raised on Sunday, and you're going to see this. Now, in the Hebrew calendar, the first month is Nisan. This first month, Nisan, is outlined, it says that in the Word of God, and it also shows that these particular days of Nisan are even prophesied in the Word of God of when certain things were going to happen, and you'll see this. Now, one thing we need to realize is that a day in God's sight is the evening and the morning. In Genesis chapter 1, we see this. It said the evening and the morning was the first day. And then it says the evening and the morning was the second day. From God's viewpoint, the day starts at the eventide, at the time when the evening would occur. So, for lack of a better time, just something like 6 p.m. would be the beginning of a day, the evening and the morning. So after sunset would begin the day. Now we're going to start with Nisan day 9, which was Friday, but really that would be Thursday night and Friday day. That would be what we would call Friday. Now Nisan 9, which was Friday, in John chapter 12, verse 1, Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead when he was raised, whom he raised from the dead. This is 6 days before the Passover. And the Passover they were talking about, that would be Nisan day 15, that was Israel's Passover. You need to understand that there were two Passovers. There's the Lord's Passover, which you'll see is on day 14, and there is Israel's Passover, which was day 15. And you're going to see that as we talk about this. So this is the first day. Here we came to Bethany. Then we see Nisan day number 10, which would have been Saturday, which would have been the Saturday Sabbath. And we see in John chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. And then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment." What was happening? She was anointing the feet of Jesus, and that was Jesus, the Lamb of God, being separated for the sacrifice, the final sacrifice of the Old Covenant. He was anointed and separated for that final sacrifice, that he was going to go to the cross. He was the Lamb of God that was going to be slain. Now, Exodus chapter 12, verse 3, it talks about where they would speak to the congregation of Israel, and it said, "In the 10th day of this month," and this was the first month they're talking about here, which would be Nisan day number 10, "In the 10th day of this month, they shall take to every man a lamb, And this lamb, it goes on in verse 5, says, the lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year, you shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. And they should keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. This would be Nisan 14. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it. This is the time when they were going to kill this particular one on Nisan day number 14. And that is the day that Jesus was crucified and gave up the ghost. So this is what happened on the Saturday Sabbath, Nisan day number 10. Then we come to Nisan day number 11, which was Sunday, Palm Sunday, which is we just celebrated past. This would have been Saturday night and Sunday day. In Mark chapter 11, verse 1, they came nigh to Jerusalem unto Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, and he sent forth two of his disciples, and he told them to go into the village over against you, and he was supposed to go in and find a colt that was tied, never man sat on, and loose him and bring him there. So the disciples obeyed, and they went forth, and they got this colt. And when they did, they brought the colt to Jesus. They cast their garments on him, and Jesus sat upon them, and he came into Jerusalem, and it says that they spread their garments in the way, and what were they crying? The people that were there, they were following, they cried, saying, Hosanna. Hosanna means, O Savior, acknowledging that he was the Savior. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And then verse 10 says, blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. This was acknowledging that Jesus was the king, praise God. This is speaking of the Davidic kingdom and the fact that he was coming to fulfill that Davidic covenant of the kingdom of God, that he was going to be the king. Of course, they were looking for an earthly king, but instead he was becoming the spiritual king, which is the real area of authority. And he was going to be crowned the King of Kings and Lord of Lords because he was going to take back the authority from the evil Satan. That's a spirit who had taken that away from Adam at the fall of mankind. So Jesus was coming into Jerusalem, crying, Hosanna. They were, O Savior, acknowledging him as Savior. He was going to be the one who was going to fulfill the Davidic covenant. He was actually presenting the legal claim to the throne of David and hailed as king by the multitudes. This was prophesied in Zechariah 9:9. It says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He's just and having salvation, lowly, and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. This is the prophecy that Jesus was fulfilling. So this is what happened on that particular day. Now, then we see in Mark chapter 11, it says, Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And what did he begin to do? He began to teach in the temple, and it talks about the fact that he began to cleanse the temple. And from this point on, which was Nisan 12, which would have been Monday, and Nisan 13, we see the fact that Jesus was teaching in the temple, and he was cleansing the temple that one day. And we see the fact that one day he had cursed the fig tree, and then the next morning when they came by, it was dried up from the roots. This occurred during this period of Nisan 12, and Nisan 12 and Nisan 13, which would have been Monday and Tuesday. Then we're coming to the time of Nisan 14. Now, right before that, we see in Matthew 26, verse 1, came to pass when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he kept teaching, he said unto his disciples, you know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Now this is, he said this on Nisan 13, after 2 days is the feast. Now that would bring it to Nisan 15, and the feast he was talking about was Israel's feast. Remember, there were two feasts that time. There was the Lord's Passover, that feast, and then there was Israel's Passover. This is Nisan 15 was Israel's Passover. Nisan 14 was the Lord's Passover. And so there were 2 days that were going to come. Then he goes on, he says, you know that after 2 days, the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Otherwise, this was going to happen by this time. And that's exactly what did happen. Now, then in verse 3, it says, then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people into the palace of the high priest who was called Caiaphas. He was the high priest. And they consulted that they might take Jesus by subtlety and kill him. They plotted to kill him. And they were going to do this. Now, they weren't going to do it, though, on the feast day, which would have been Nisan 15, Israel's Passover. In verse 5, he says, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar among the people. Therefore, they had to do it before the feast day, which would make it Nisan 14, which was the Lord's Passover. And so they plotted this. They plotted this to kill Jesus, not on the feast day, which would have been Thursday, but on the particular day of the Lord's Passover, which was prophesied in the Word of God. And we see that over in Leviticus chapter 23, we see this prophecy where it says in verse 5, in the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover. Speaking of all the feast days there. The 14th day was the Lord's Passover, which is Nisan 14. Then verse 6 says, and on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord. This was the Israel's Passover. This is the feast day that they're talking about. In fact, in this it says, in this day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work thereon. Otherwise, it was a Sabbath. It was a special Sabbath or a high day, a holy Sabbath that they were to observe during that time. There actually were two Sabbaths during this week. There was a high holy Sabbath on this particular day, Thursday, which was Nisan 15. And then there was the regular Saturday Sabbath on Nisan day number 17, which was the normal Sabbath according to the commandment. And we see that people have missed this because they thought that Jesus died before the Saturday Sabbath, but instead it was before the special Thursday Sabbath, which was Israel's Passover. Jesus died on Wednesday and was raised from the dead on Sunday. Now tomorrow, in the next broadcast, we're going to conclude this and go through all these days up through the day of His resurrection. I hope that you can tune in and you check out the Word of God and you'll see that this is the truth. Remember, 3 days and three nights He was in the heart of the earth, and when He was raised from the dead, He was triumphant over the devil and over death. Praise God. Well, we're going to see you on the next broadcast. Hope that you can tune in, and we're going to conclude this subject on the chronology of the last week of Jesus Christ. God bless you.